ready for all today. Welcome back to the Sleeping Wire Shorts Show, everybody, where we do player profiles on players this offseason as we look towards breaking down their season in order to look ahead to 2020 and beyond. I'm your host for this particular one, Professor Chris, and today we are talking about Courtland Sutton. So let's go ahead and jump into this. As a rookie back in 2018, Sutton came out and did, you know, rookie wide receiver things. 42 catches, 704 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Pretty solid season for a rookie wide receiver, but not exceptional. Those stats put him at an average draft position of wide receiver 45 in 2019 going into the season, which was the 117th overall pick, so basically an 11th rounder in fantasy this season. Apparently, some switch clicked in the offseason, though. With a combination of Joe Flacco and Drew Lock, both in their first season with the Denver Broncos, Sutton suddenly became great. 72 receptions, 1,112 yards, and 6 touchdowns on 124 targets, good enough for wide receiver 19 in PPR and wide receiver 17 in standard scoring. The first major move that the Broncos made in the 2019 offseason was getting rid of Vance Joseph at head coach and bringing in Vic Fangio. Fangio had been a defensive coordinator for most of his career and most recently in Chicago. He brought along the linebackers coach and defensive backs coach as well from Chicago over to Denver. Denver defense hadn't been as great for a couple years, so they needed to address it, and bringing in pieces from that awesome 2018 Chicago Bears defense was a really good move. Helping the defense helps the offense. Now, in regards to the offense changing, the transition from Case Keenum to the Flacco-Lock combo was really good for the offense. Lock has a lot of promise, but let's get back to Courtland Sutton. He produced good fantasy numbers with both quarterbacks. It didn't matter that Drew Lock was a rookie or Joe Flacco was in his first season with the team. Sutton was great. On the season, 15 of his 16 games, he had 7 or more targets. The only game where he had less than 7 targets was week 13 against the Chargers. And even then, 5 targets, 4 catches for 74 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And you were really only disappointed in him one time. That was his 1 catch for 27 yards game against Buffalo, where the Broncos lost 20-3. They just couldn't get it moving. He had some not great games throughout the season, but overall he was super solid. Only 4 games under 10 points in the fantasy regular season. He had games of 19, 24.2, 19.2, 18.8, 23.4 points in PPR. Those are week winning performances. He showed up in the red zone too. He was actually 7th out of all wide receivers in red zone targets. That was a surprising stat to me. 9 catches on 19 red zone targets, 3 touchdowns, and all 3 of those were actually inside the 10. He was 6th out of all wide receivers in red zone target percentage with 27.9%, meaning that out of all passing attempts that the Broncos had in the red zone, 27.9% of them went to Courtland Sutton. And that bumped up to 31% inside the 10-yard line. Now let's talk about next year. I think his 2019 season is not only repeatable, but beatable. He was the 3rd wide receiver taken off the board in the 2018 draft, but many argue that he should have been number 1. He is exceptionally talented, with Drew Lock having some experience under his belt now, and presumably a full training camp as the Broncos starting QB over this offseason here. Sutton can easily finish as a top 12 wide receiver next season, but you're not going to have to draft him as your wide receiver 1. He can be a great wide receiver 2 or even 3 for your team depending on how the draft falls. Some of the guys who finished behind him this year will likely be drafted ahead of him. Stephon Diggs, Robert Woods, Deebo Samuel with what he did, you know, this postseason. Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, maybe even Michael Gallup and DJ Moore. I don't think you'll have to draft Courtland Sutton at wide receiver 17, where he finished this season, to get him on your team. Falling to the 4th or 5th round seems reasonable to me, and I will be happy to draft him there. And in a dynasty, I think he should go before that. He's a great young wide receiver, going to have a young quarterback to, you know, to start his career, young good quarterback who's taken in the 2nd round by the Broncos. He probably should be taken in the 3rd round in dynasty startups. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to this Sleeper Wire short on Courtland Sutton. Keep following along. Keep hitting that subscribe button. And you'll get all the Sleeper Wire shorts that we are going to do this offseason. We've got a bunch more planned, a bunch more coming, along with our regular shows as well. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Catch you next time. I'm ready for